Welcome.
Welcome to Coffee in Cleavage.
Woo! Back in the studio. I'm Chantal.
And I'm Lenny.
And with us is Gary.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you, Gary?
Good.
Yeah?
A little tired, but I'm good.
Yeah, same.
Did you have a late night too, Gary?
A little bit of a late night.
Lenny and I always have late nights in Las Vegas.
We do. Yeah.
Is it the city that never sleeps, or is that considered New York?
I think so, yeah.
Actually, or is it Sin City? Isn't the city that never sleeps New York?
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
But I feel like this for me is the city that never sleeps.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't sleep in Las Vegas. Mm. 2-3 hours of tossing and turning. Does that count as sleep? Oh, gosh.
I know.
We had a busy last couple days.
We did. We did a whole body painting thing last night. I woke up still having gold all over me. I'm like,
I'm pretty sure I still have gold in lots of places. Also blue in some other places.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I actually woke up and I still had green on my leg. And I was like, oh, okay. Better wash that off. People are like, what the fuck? You're body painting?
Sounds like you guys had a good time in Vegas.
Yeah. People are always like, where are you going? Are you going out? Like, no.
I thought we were going to last night, but it was too late and we were too fucking tired. We had too long of a day. I'm like, let's just go get In-N-Out.
So that is what we did.
Yeah.
Drove through In-N-Out.
Yep.
Oh my God. There's so much good food in Las Vegas too.
I know.
It really is.
Next time we will go out.
Hopefully. No promises. Okay. Well, today we are going to chat about how to make her hot, dripping wet, and turned on.
Ooh, this is a juicy one.
Yeah, it's a juicy start to our morning. Do you have any initial thoughts on that, Gary? You're like, what the fuck are they going
to
say?
I'm just waiting to hear what you guys, what I need to do.
Well, you know, you need to turn on her mind, create anticipation. That's huge.
I feel like so many men overlook the fact that women are such creatures of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything is in our fucking head. Yeah. Why do you think women love to read dirty books so much?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the buildup of the anticipation.
Yes.
We don't want the full scene on the first page. We want to fucking crave it.
So yeah, what do you mean by that? I mean, if you could go into like elaborate on that. Because I don't know what you mean, like mind control.
I don't mean mind control as much as just like getting her to think about sex before you're even there. So that could mean a lot of things. Yeah, it could mean sexting. It could mean teasing. It could mean so many things.
Mm-hmm.
Like getting her to think dirty.
Yep.
But like subtly going into that or just straight?
Definitely subtle. I think everything with women it's good to be subtle unless you already have like a really fucking crazy sex life. You know, if you already have that, then it's like, then you're just, you know, fueling the fire.
Yeah.
But if you don't have that already, then yes, subtlety.
Yeah.
Women don't like, I shouldn't make general statements because some women do like raunchy, but a lot of women get turned off when guys are like too overtly sexual. You know, like it doesn't like, oh, yeah, I really want to stick my dick in you. And you're like, wow, that really got me wet. Like, you know, like what the fuck? That's not subtle enough. You have to make a woman want it. And you're not going to do it by just saying that.
But do you think all the time? I mean, because if you were talking to a guy and he's like, I want to like, you know, text you something like that. I mean. Is it sometimes it's hot, but then not all the time?
I'm all for dirty talk and you know, sexting. But it's, like she said, it's not just, like, straight up like that. You got to build up to that, you know?
And that's why, like, also flirting, you know? You don't have to just go right in for, like, the dirty shit. You can flirt first and get her, like, a little excited, you know? Like, in a playful way. I think it's really good to be playful.
Playful and complimenting her, you know, to turn her on, you know,
make her feel confident. Do you think it's good to feel it out too and how she's kind of talking? If she's being more sexual, then it opens the door for the guy to be more sexual.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. I feel like that's a given. Mm-hmm. But if she's not, that doesn't mean don't. Otherwise, you're going to end up not having sex or not talking about sex.
Now, and I mean, aside from sexting and all that, but like a huge one is body language, eye contact. Mm-hmm.
So many people avoid eye contact, even in relationships. I'm like, do you guys look at each other?
Right?
Because I think it gets hard where people are like, do we just stare at each other, or you look away and then look into each other's eyes? I mean, what's good? So what's good eye contact that wouldn't make you feel weirded out, but not, I mean.
Where's the line is what you're saying. I don't know. I just think when you're talking to someone, you look at them. And it depends, because if you're with a sexual partner, you're going to look at them probably longer than you're just talking to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, but you're not just like.
I think eye contact just makes a lot of people feel uncomfortable, especially when it's guys to girls.
Even in sex too, huh? Like some people don't look at each other when they have sex.
Yeah.
They close their eyes.
A lot of people do. I think it's hot. I think eye contact's fucking hot.
I mean, it is, but obviously, you know, go at whatever works for you. Like some people like just do small glances and that works for them. And some people have to fucking close their eyes while they fuck. So,
you know. Are you thinking about someone else?
They're visualizing where they actually are, what's happening to them. That's sad, but it happens.
It does.
For sure. Mm. But if they were looking at each other and talking to each other, it would probably be a lot fucking different.
It's more passionate, I think. That's more fiery, you know. But
yeah, it could be passion. It could be naughty. It can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
But I think that with, like, the flirting, it's just, like, when we're talking about the buildup, it can be so... It can be so subtle. And I think that if you, like, for women, I think a lot of women like to be teased.
Yes.
Like, in the playful sense where it's almost like you're kind of poking fun at them, or you're trying to get them to poke fun at themselves by, like, saying that they're saying something sexual. Mm-hmm. I'm sure guys have done that too before. Like, you say something, then they're like, oh, my God, you're so naughty. Like, I can't believe you were thinking that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and they start to make you question, like, did you actually mean something by that? Like, and then that kind of, like, makes you a little bit, you know, like, excited and shy and playful. Mm-hmm. And it kind of opens the door for more conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's interesting.
And also, I feel like if you can get a woman to talk about sexual experiences, especially if this is, like, early on, you can end up turning that into something naughty, too, because then you kind of get excited. And I don't mean, like, your last fucking sexual experience with someone else. I mean, though, that turns some people on, right? So I mean, more like...
I don't know about that.
I mean, like, how comfortable with public affection are you, like, if you're early dating? Or, like, have you ever been skinny dipping? And then she might tell you a fucking crazy story about her skinny dipping, and then all of a sudden you guys are talking about sex.
Mm-hmm.
So is this new relationship been going on? Just, I mean,
it's kind of all of, I mean, obviously if you've been fucking the same person for 3 years, you're not going to be asking them if they've ever been skinny dipping. You know?
Yeah, maybe. What I'm saying is, this a new person, or is this you've been dating them for a while? I mean, because I feel like it'd have to be different.
Yeah, I mean, you tailor it, but it doesn't mean that you can't ask sexual questions, or you can't tease, or you can't flirt, you can't be
but
subtle.
But wouldn't that be weird to do in the beginning of a relationship? Make things more sexual? Wouldn't you be like, okay, that's weird?
Well, that's why you make things more playful and light.
Yeah,
and
flirty.
Subtle.
Yeah,
very,
flirty,
very
and fun.
Subtle. Mm-hmm. Not like raunchy, dirty talk. You save that for when you're, like, super comfortable with somebody and you're totally okay, like, being vulnerable, and you don't care. You both know that you want to talk like that, you know? I don't know. That's what I think.
Yep.
But, I mean, honestly, our brains are our biggest sexual organ, and I think that's, like, overlooked so much. Because men are very, like, you guys can get turned on in, you know, a minute, and you guys are ready and done. Mm-hmm. And a woman's like, wait.
Yeah.
I need, like, the
takes a lot more.
It takes, like, a mental thought and then a warm-up.
Yeah.
And then some more work.
I do think that in the very beginning, though, in a relationship, you know, a good advice for a guy is when you are talking, getting to know each other, and just casually asking, especially when the conversation gets up, just ask, you know, like, what is it that, you know, what are your weak spots?
Mm,
like, spots that make
yes.
you weak, and keep a note of that. So then when you are in that moment, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, she says, oh, my God, my neck is my fucking weak spot.
Yeah,
you know?
You're fucking going for that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, that's a great one.
Yeah.
And, you know, I heard another tip, which I don't think Have you ever read, I'll just start this. Have you ever read a dirty book, a dirty novel? Like,
no.
No? Would you ever? Just for like research purposes?
I mean, honestly, probably not. I just wouldn't want to read.
Not a reader?
Not really.
I love it. Gary's so honest. He is
so fucking honest. I would like to know, like, for our male fans, like, have you ever read a woman's dirty novel? And would you ever like to research?
Or I'm
to,
sure
like,
they're get really good. Idea? I'm sure, like, I mean, it's like reading 50 Shades of Grey. It's very,
yeah.
It's just, I don't know. Some people like to read. I don't.
You like to read?
Nothing? Articles? Nothing?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, actually, just not books, essentially. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Some people are like, oh, it's really relaxing. I'm just not like a book reading type of person.
Yeah. Are you an audiobook person?
Podcast
person? That better be a fucking yes.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I fucking listen to no podcasts.
Podcast for sure. But that's, I feel like that's different though. So,
yeah.
I mean, it is different. You're listening to a conversation. But audiobooks, what about those? Depends on the subject.
I never really listened to them. I mean, I would, but.
Yeah. I just want to know if men would fucking read a dirty novel just to like get an idea of how women get turned on. Like, can you read it and see if you get turned on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because men like in details. Porn, in fucking porn, it's always just like there's like a short little like minute scene and then it's like boom,
mm-hmm.
boom.
Yeah,
it's like the book, it's like not till chapter 5 where stuff starts getting spicy.
But is that because it's you guys details. Like the build up and the whole storyline?
Yes, that's the whole point. It's the anticipation.
Yeah,
expecting like you get a little bit excited and then you know something big is going
to
happen.
So when you watch porn, do you like a storyline to it too, or do you just like?
I feel like the storylines for porn are really fucking cheesy.
They're so fucking cheesy.
Dirty novels are way better than fucking porn.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
100%.
Like they actually have a story and characters, and like when you watch porn, it's just like, okay, it's the mailman, and she fucking lets him in, and all of a sudden, like a minute later, it's like, it's on already, penetration. Like that's it.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It is fucking horrible. A lot of women love their fucking ear being whispered in. Does that do it for you?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that so fucking hot?
I don't know. It's like a sensation. I don't know. It's fucking
hot. Yeah, it's. I don't get it.
Gives you like a good chill down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good chill down.
Yep.
Like just saying anything? I mean.
Well, not just anything. Like something sexy, you know?
Yeah. Not like.
Yeah.
Yeah, not something mundane. Although that should be practiced, like test that.
Like, you know, maybe whisper, you smell so fucking good right now.
Yes.
I want to eat you or whatever. You know what I mean? Just be sexy. Yeah.
Be descriptive. Men do not use words enough.
I agree.
And women, we don't need many words. Just give us a couple, like 3 or 4 select words.
I think guys need to just realize how much more complimenting, because it's hard sometimes, you know, people, it's like hard to compliment, be like, mm-hmm. you're so gorgeous, like openly, but I mean, you get so much farther, I think when you do that. I mean, when you compliment, especially when you make girls feel good, because I mean, I don't know, I think some guys just think like, you know, you're gorgeous already, I don't need to tell you. It's like,
I don't like that though.
I don't like that
because
either.
Then it's, I don't like that. I think I soak it up. Thank you. You know what I mean? It's nice. I always appreciate it.
I think people think
because it's like, you guys know. I mean, everywhere you go, you get looked at. Like people tell you you're gorgeous. So it's like, I don't need to tell you. But I mean, it means a lot still, right?
Mm-hmm. It does. I always appreciate it. I know some people don't take a compliment very well, maybe. But it's like, maybe, I don't know. Or who doesn't like a compliment?
Some people get really uncomfortable with compliments.
People do, though.
Because maybe they feel insecure or
they don't know how to take them. I mean, because it's like, oh, yeah, I do. Or it's like, I mean, I know people that kind of just are weird with compliments. Where it's like, oh, I look like shit. It's like, okay.
But I feel like deep down, it's got to make them feel good hearing that. You know?
I think that when you're in that state of mind, I don't think you feel good. Because I've been there before. I've been like, young, very, very young, and people will give me a compliment and I'm like, I don't know what to say. I'm just like,
really?
Deer in headlights. Like, I used to be so uncomfortable when people would say stuff like that to me, you know, just very I don't know, it was almost like I crawled inside myself. I'm like, especially
really?
Strangers, like just random people stopping you and be like, oh my god, you're so beautiful. I'm like, thank you, you know, and I'm just like uncomfortable with it completely. Now it's like, yeah, it's great. But I think the place where you should really think about complimenting her, where women do not get complimented enough, is in the fucking bedroom while you're having sex. you should be complimenting her while you're having sex because she will give to you so much more.
Fuck yeah.
Because it feels so good. Because even when we are confident in ourselves, like, how good does it feel to be told that, like, you feel good or that you look good in whatever way? And this is not a place where she needs to say thank you, you know, but she shows you her thanks, you know?
Yeah.
And there's so many things that you can say. And I feel like men don't talk enough during sex. I feel like, you know, Gary, I think we've had this conversation before where you're like, I don't know, dirty talk. I don't know about that, you know, but what about complimenting her during sex? How do you feel about that over dirty talk?
I mean, obviously, I think that's definitely a good thing. Because, I mean, if you're just dead quiet, it's just weird. And you just, I don't know, either person. And so, I mean, obviously, compliments is really good, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I love your fucking soft skin, or I love your boobs, or, like, you're so wet. Like, telling her that she's wet will make her fucking more wet. Like,
telling her that's how good hot. Her pussy feels.
Yes, exactly. And it validates her, not that she's needing that or seeking that, but it feels really good. And I feel like it feels good to express that too, you know, like as a woman too. Like,
well, you know, every guy, I mean, girls saying that in bed, they're going to feel amazing. So it goes both ways.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
It's like,
exactly.
You're fucking me so good. That's, you're going to be like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to feel like you're doing something right. So, I mean, it goes both ways for sure.
It's,
so.
Yeah, it's very nice. And it does take time, you know, for people who are like, oh, I don't want to talk during sex, especially a lot of men. They're just very tight-lipped. And it's like, no, like, it's okay. Like, it makes her feel better.
I just think you have to break out of that shell being uncomfortable because, I mean, some guys are just, I mean, I'm in that situation too where it's just weird, you know, sometimes just to be talking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You, I feel, just like you get more comfortable. It's like anything. You have to fucking practice.
Yeah.
You know? And also telling, like, I want you right now. Like, that's hot before you're even in the bedroom.
It's fucking hot.
That, you know? It's just like that desire that's like, okay, boom. Yep. I'm ready now.
Yeah.
I don't need as long as a warm-up session. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And also using your hands, too. You ever had sex with somebody and they, like, don't, they not only not talking, but they don't, like, move? Like,
no, I've never had that, but that'd be awkward.
Like, your hands, like, you're just keeping them to yourself, or just, like, you're like, wait, what? Are you,
that's awkward.
What kind of guys you've been with?
That sounds like fucking someone doesn't know what they're doing.
Well, I mean, it was definitely early experiences. But yeah, like, use your hands.
Where's an ideal place to put your hands?
I mean,
everywhere.
Everywhere, pretty much.
All over. Her waist, her hips, like, boobs, neck, fucking everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everywhere, and not just one place. Like, definitely, like, explore and, you know, change up the speed slowly, softly, obviously more.
Yeah.
A little more energy in the squeezing.
Yep. Yeah, I love his look. Just
I know, like, he's like, okay.
Noted.
Writing my notes down. I know. Right now.
Where's your fucking pen and paper, Gary?
Taking mental notes.
Yeah, he's recording and he's gonna listen back to this later so he can, remember. But it's, you know, it's just very hot. We're like the whole come hither thing that can be done in and out, if you know what I mean, like in the bedroom, out of the bedroom. And also down below, when you're talking about using your hands.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think hand placement is pretty self-explanatory, though, especially with what position you're in.
Yeah.
For the most part. That's why I'm like, it's kind of hard to just be like, what do I do with my hands right now? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, and can't you, have you ever had to grab a guy's hands and be like, hey, put your fucking hands right here?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's kind of hot. I mean... Where a girl's kind of being like, hey, grab the guy's hands and put them somewhere.
Yeah.
I think that's hot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Put them on the titties.
Put them on the titties. I love your sound effects.
Oh, what's up with that today? I'm just.
Yeah. We're running low on energy and sleep.
Kissing her, you know, using your mouth everywhere, that's going to get her wet too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think the more you tease, the better.
The longer you can prolong the teasing, the better the buildup is.
Yep.
You know, and that makes sure that, like, a woman is really actually ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love that.
Fuck yeah.
Also, a lot of people don't like this. I'm still a fan of dry humping. I think it's great early foreplay. Not the whole fucking time, but, you know, like a couple minutes, especially once like they're saying all these sexy things and there's all the playful and hands are moving, and you do that for a little bit before clothes come off.
I agree, I think that's fucking hot. If you're like, let's just say, you know, you're sitting on a guy's lap and you feel him get hard and then you start kind of rub, like, yeah, that's fucking hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, like, the longer you can give her outside play, like, I feel like the wetter she's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, back to the number one key, which is build up and anticipation. Mm-hmm. Like, you're making sure her entire area is getting excited. Mm-hmm. And reality is, for most women, that means the outside. You know, that means the clit, and the clit is large and it covers the whole area, which is why I feel like dry humping is just such a, you know, an easy one. Like, you can literally, some people can get off from that completely. I have.
From dry humping?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like, before having sex. Like, I've already had, like, not like my craziest orgasm, but, you know, I can have a orgasm from it. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was the guy like, oh, fuck. All right.
I'd have to have, like, something down there, like, vibrating or something.
Yeah, see, everybody has something different. And it's, like, I feel like, too, if one of your first ways of ever getting off as a woman, sometimes that's, like, your way.
What was your first way of getting off? Do you remember?
For sure, dry humping.
Really?
Yeah.
For me, it was being in the bathtub and putting your legs over the...
over the like nozzle,
yeah,
over like the bathtub, like with the full water.
Yep.
Yeah, see, I mean, like, I recall doing that, but I don't think I ever actually got off from it. I was just like, oh, okay, like, this feels good, cool.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, in the shower. I mean, that's a great place still, if mm-hmm. especially if you have one of those nozzles.
Oh yeah.
You know what's the correct term for that? Because I was on a live shower once head? And but the handheld one, because the shower head is up on top, but the sprayer,
yeah,
is it still just called a shower head?
Just a handheld shower head, I guess. I don't know about that.
I forgot what I called it, but everyone was making fun of me. I was like, what? It's a...
Don't a lot of girls use those?
Sprayer. Yes, because it's high pressure. I mean, it would be great if they made those vibrate. You're like in the shower, you're like, wow, okay, I know what they use this for.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, fuck. One other one is lube. Okay, obviously, if you've had all this anticipation and everything built up, she's hopefully already wet. But I feel like lube is still a great addition. You know, like, it just makes everything better. And for men who are, like, worried about lasting longer, the more lube, the longer you're going to last. Because the friction is what, like, what? Kills it for men.
I don't agree with that at all.
No? Lube doesn't help you make you last longer? Was it faster?
How would it? Because lube makes it way wetter.
Yeah, but it's like more slippery.
Exactly.
It isn't like the friction what just kind of like does it.
It's like it makes it like, essentially makes you way, way wetter. So I mean, it feels really good. So it's going to make you come faster. What? I mean, that's how I look. I don't know how. All right, it couldn't.
People listening, tell us which one it is.
What do you mean friction with lube?
Well, I don't know, like. Less friction because it's sliding easier.
But that would feel better and make you come faster.
Okay, I don't know. I've read conflicting information.
We don't have a
dick,
I guess we don't know.
Yeah, but we don't.
That makes sense, I guess.
But wouldn't it be, okay, if you're using, essentially you're using lube, I mean, to make it feel way better. And to be really wet down there.
Yeah, and to make it easier for her, too. Because, like, even if you are already wet sometimes, like, after a while, like, say you have the fucking fan on or, like, the fucking heater's on or something. No, I'm not kidding. Like, you have the heater on, you're going to be, like, she's annoying.
See, for me, it's like when it's too cold, you know, I want to be warm and comfortable, but then you get hot, so.
Yeah, I know. So it's like you turn the heater on and you're sweating.
Yeah.
Problems, wet problems.
Just go down on her. If you don't have lube, go down on her first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know we've said that in a lot of episodes, but I can't say it enough. Like, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's get her off first that way.
Anyway, multiple times. Are you a person that, like, once you want, are you like a one-time orgasm person only? Or can you do it multiple times in, like, one session and not? Because some women say what men say, which is, like, once they're done, it's like, don't touch me. Like, I'm sensitive.
Oh, no. Like, after I have an orgasm, like, I'm ready to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm ready to fuck.
Yeah.
Get that on a fucking mug.
You know, it... Seriously. No, I mean, you know what I mean? Are you... what is it like for you?
Yeah, for me, I can just have as many as I'm able to get. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have, like, a sensitivity where I'm like, no, no more, no more. Like, that's not me. I'm just like, keep that shit coming.
Yeah.
He's just over there smirking.
I feel like as I've gotten older, it's been more so like that. When I was younger, you know?
Yeah, I just didn't have the interest to try to get more. And I think it's because it was harder to have orgasms when I was younger than it is now. Yeah. And I think that's just a mix of, like, experience and knowing what it is that you like and how to get off.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I was younger, I was just, like, having sex for male pleasure, not really for female pleasure. Like, okay, he's done. Okay. Okay, good thing that session's over because that was way too fucking long. I'm not even interested in trying to finish myself.
I think that's a younger thing. You just kind of, you don't really know until you get older. You're like, okay, this is like, you both should be, feel pleasure.
Until you have someone come in and rock your fucking world. Yeah. You know what I mean? Then you're like, oh, damn, this is what it's like.
Yeah, you're like, okay, wow, I get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely have had that moment before, like, where I just didn't even enjoy sex, and then I had sex, and I'm like, whoa, that's what sex is supposed to feel like?
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay, I get it now. Yep. I understand why people want to have sex now.
Yeah, because if you're with a guy and he's kind of more about himself and not, I think that's more of maybe a younger thing, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I think when you're younger, you're selfish, kind of. Yeah. I mean, especially guys, they get where it's just like, okay, well, I want to get off. Okay, I'm done, so we're done. It's like, okay.
I'm done, so we're done.
I'm done, so we're done. Sounds like a breakup. No, I mean, it's true. And I don't know if it's only a younger thing. I think some people might just be those kind of people, you know, that just only want to get off and they don't care about giving the other person any pleasure before or after. I mean, I would prefer before.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think after is a buzzkill.
I think that's like the worst quality you can have that you should grow out of, where you're just like, okay, I want to meet up with someone because I want to get off. It's like the worst thing that you could really do. I mean, unless it's like you don't give a shit about the person. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
I agree. I agree. But how do you feel? Do you agree with that? Like, are you okay with somebody finishing first and then giving you pleasure, or would you prefer the other way around?
I prefer it first. Ladies first. Me too. First.
Ladies first. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, agree. Sometimes if you're like, you know, if it's a quickie, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I would just prefer it first. I don't know if that makes me selfish or not, but I just feel like after, it's like there's no, and I feel like for a man, like there's less incentive and interest in him even wanting to finish getting you off once he's already finished.
That's so true.
Like, he's exhausted. He's fucking tired. He felt great. He would like to relax and probably not be fucking, like, touched, you know? And now I'm expecting him to, like, go down on me. I'm like, that's just, like, there's no, like, cherry on top for that for me. It's like...
Well, and if you think about it, don't you guys go, wow, you just took care of me so good. Now I'm going to be, like, amazing to you. That's kind of how I look at it. Like... You just put in all this work, so now, like, let me put in work for you, or, like, we're going to, like, this is going to be amazing now.
Yeah.
Because, I definitely feel like, I don't know, I definitely feel like when I'm with a girl, I will get her off first, for sure.
Yeah.
It's just weird if she was trying to do it to me first, because it's true what you're saying. There's no incentive. Guys are going to be like, well, I already came, so I'm like.
I'm not that interested. I don't feel like going down on you because, like, what is that going to do for me? I'm like, I don't have a fucking heart on. Definitely feel like women first. And even if you don't, like, get me off, like, I'm okay with not having an orgasm every time I have a sexual experience. But
that's the same, like, a quickie. Sometimes it doesn't happen.
Sometimes it doesn't happen. Yeah. But some type of pleasure, like, you're still getting something out of it.
Yeah.
You know, mutually. Even if it's not equal, even if you both don't orgasm. But, like, how lucky are men? They get to fucking, like, get off every single time they have sex.
I know.
Like, I mean, if everything's working normally, you know? Whereas, like, women, we really got to fucking...
We're more complicated.
We're a little bit more complicated. Mm-hmm. You got to work at it. We have to work at it. Like, it's like a whole recipe, you know? It's like being in the fucking kitchen making a fucking cake.
It's a lot more it's a lot more accepted, though, too, because you guys could be like, hey, like, you know, you're doing a really good job, but, like, I'm all in my head right now. Okay, imagine a guy saying that to you. to be very strange.
I mean, it would be, but I think it happens. Like, you know what? Shit happens. Sometimes you have a hard day and it's not the right time. And like, I think that if you're in a relationship, especially, it's going to be a lot more awkward if it's like a first experience or early on. But especially if you're in a relationship, I think it's fucking okay. And it should be respected when you're just like, you know what? I'm really sorry, but I'm just having like a really hard time right now. I mean, personally, I don't think you should be trying to have sex if you're already in that frame of mind.
Personally, the way I think about it is that should be like your escape. Like, that's your, like, that should make you feel better from a shitty day. So it's weird to be like, hey, like, you know, I've had a shitty day. I can't fuck you and come right now. That's like, that is strange to me.
That's fucking hilarious. I'm sorry. I've had a really shitty day. I can't fuck you right now.
You should be like, hey, I had a really shitty day.
Want to even more? Like, when, just take it out on him?
Wow, Liddy.
Not like that, but, you know, release the stress.
Exactly. You're just like, all right, I had a shitty day. I had a shitty day, but that was amazing and made it better. That's kind of how I look at it. I don't. Everyone's different.
It just depends what's going on, too.
Yeah.
Like, it just depends on what's going on.
Because guys can just flip a switch of being stressed and then have a, like, you know, their girlfriend be like, hey, you had a stressed, like, a shitty day. Let me, like, you know, make you feel better. And just be like, hey, I'm going to give you a fucking blowjob. And it's like, oh, yeah. Fuck. You're not going to be like, just get off of me. Get away from me. Like, I can't. But maybe some guys do, but that's, I don't know. That'd be a very big red flag for me. I mean, personally. It's like, everyone's different, but.
A big red flag for me. It's over.
I feel like that would make my shitty day way better, where it's like, fuck, all right, that made my shitty day better.
Yeah, like, I agree.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, we hope that some of these simple words and suggestions makes your girl wetter.
Yeah, try them out.
Oh, and hotter. And remember, with all things with women, take your fucking time.
Tease.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Please don't forget to rate and subscribe us and submit your stories to coffeeandcleavage.com.
Please and thank you. Cheers.